So how is it there, Roy? Like, can you kind of walk us through a little bit of a day-to-day life so far?
It's you know what? It kind of feels like we're in training camp. It feels really safe in here. Obviously we're having to use our magic band to kind of buzz in and out of every area that we go into, and we have daily testing, and that's a little bit different. But we've been testing so much before we even got here that even that doesn't feel so foreign. The facilities are great. For the most part, everything's really, really smooth. So I think, my personal concern is more about what's going on the outside than what's going on the inside. It feels really safe and well organized, and the NBA's done a hell of a job getting us here and putting this together.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's weird for you to be in this bubble on the inside of a state that is really, really struggling with this thing and seemingly turning a blind eye to it. But we just got the testing results from the first round of testing inside the bubble, and only two guys tested positive, but two guys did test positive, despite the fact that there's been plenty of testing before anybody arrived. What was your sense of that? Was that a good number? Was it kind of surprising that anybody tested positive? What's the conversation around the two positive tests since you guys have been in the 48-hour quarantine?
I'm not too sure about kind of what the numbers. This is the first I'm hearing. I think for the most part, again, it's really about how we feel and kind of, is everybody following the protocols that are in front of us? And I think from what everything that I've seen, it's been done very, very well. And, our players have certainly been good at trying to do the best they can. So hopefully that number two stops and we have no more new positive test cases coming from inside. Obviously that will be a little bit of concern, but I think so far up until this point, personally, my feeling has been this has been really, really well done and it's a safe environment.
Yeah, and it looks that way from the outside as well. Like, if you're just comparing it to the way that other sports look, and specifically Major League Soccer, because they're basically trying to execute the exact same thing in the same time in the same place, that, yeah, the NBA is doing a pretty bang-up job. And the stuff that has happened has been, while you need to take it seriously, it's been pretty minor. Players talking about, food and potentially not really loving the hotel space. One of your guys, though, Rashawn Holmes, is one of the dudes who went off and violated one of those rules. Have you guys had a chance to speak with him? He seemed pretty contrite. His mom made a pretty funny joke on Twitter. It's kind of an understandable thing, and it seems like it's set a bit of an example for everyone else. But, yeah, have you had a chance to talk to Holmes?
Yeah, I talk to Holmes all the time. And you know what? He's a great guy, and he's genuine, and he's authentic. And he made a mistake, and he admitted to it, and we move on. I mean, it's pretty simple. I think, everybody can see that, whether they want to take it as an example or not, that's up to everybody else. I can't really speak for how everybody else is taking it, but, personally, I know for a fact that he feels terrible that he made the mistake that he did. But he's quarantining now and doing what he needs to do to help us get back on the court and win some games.
Talking to Roy Rana, Sacramento Kings assistant coach. So, I mean, it wasn't totally egregious what he did, right? Like, he got food and I assume just picked up the bag from the Uber Eats driver, but it was against protocol, it was against the rules. And you mentioned the idea of it being an example. Like, how clear was it before that, and do you think that will actually have a positive effect on guys in the bubble, that they see, hey man, like, there's no exceptions and there's no like, oh, but it was just to pick up food, that will actually act as a wake-up call maybe for some of the guys in the bubble?
And I hope so. I hope it's a reminder to everyone of how serious the NBA is and how serious the situation is, and that we tighten up even further and try to limit some of the mistakes that have been made earlier on.
So we've also seen some of the players, doing some fishing. Some guys have been shotgunning beers, and we understand, like, hey man, they're working hard and there's a lot of practice time here, way more than you would get in the middle of a season, obviously, as you try and ramp up to play games. What about the coaches? Like, what are you guys doing for leisure time? Are you using some time to step away as well? Do you feel like you have the ability to do that?
We certainly have time to step away. For the most part, we've been meeting a lot, we've been talking a lot, we've been planning a lot, coaches will take time to, take care of themselves, get a workout in. There's some, we can go out on the water. There's a little boat that we can kind of take around, and it's nothing significant. But, I think for the most part, everybody's just really busy right now, just trying to help our group get ready. And filling in whatever downtime we have with, you know, trying to take care of ourselves physically as well. So it's you know, right now it's still early. You know, in the next couple of weeks, I think it'll become even more of a challenge. And, you know, for those that are here for many months, it's going to become, you know, somewhat of an even greater challenge. But I think right now everybody's balancing fairly well.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was more curious about, is just like how much is actually going to be available to you. Because, yeah, I would imagine that coaches, while you guys are going to still try to find some downtime, some time to call your families, to just be able to step outside and, yeah, get out on a boat and clear your head for a little while, that for the vast majority of the time that you're there, it's going to be very, very a lot of heavy work. And the longer that you're there, the more you're going to be aware that you are away and that you are quarantined. But have, from a job perspective, has there been an unforeseen challenge so far for you? Like, has there been something that, yeah, maybe coaches didn't anticipate getting down to the bubble in terms of working with your team? Or has it been pretty seamless from at least the work standpoint?
Actually, it's been really, really good as far as the work standpoint. You know, I spoke to Luke yesterday, and we were just kind of sharing on just our general thoughts overall to this point. And it's been really, really good. I mean, our guys have brought great energy on the floor. Our coaches have been tremendous. I mean, it's been a really nice kind of tight, unified feeling. So far, we're really pleased with how things are going, and just the commitment and just the energy of the group has been really, really good. So, you know, I think it's been all positive. You know, even though we know there are going to be, you know, disruptions, there's always some challenges, but I think for the most part, we're really excited with the way things have gone so far.
So one of the things that coming back and after a break like this is that it feels like a bit of an off season. And while some guys have had advantages that others haven't based on just geographical location, has, like, what have you made of just your group overall in terms of things like conditioning and skill level? Has anybody made a very noticeable leap to you?
Well, probably more than anything, you know, guys, some of our guys have come back just physically in better condition. You know, by the time we stepped off the court in March when we were about to play the Pelicans, we were pretty banged up group. So that time to heal has been important for us. And, I've actually been pretty pleasantly surprised how fit our group is. I think the guys have genuinely been working really hard in that break. And I don't know, from a game perspective, it's hard to really evaluate that. You know, we've really had one or two contact practices since we've been here in the bubble. But, you know, guys are ready. They're in shape. So that's really encouraging. That's an encouraging sign. So just basically guys have been putting in a lot of work and just haven't been just, you know, kind of lying around for months waiting for this to start up again. And, you know, some have had more access than others, but I'd say for the most part, we're fairly pleased with where we are.
Yeah, you mentioned it, you know, ramping up and it feeling like training camp and starting a season, except during a regular season, you get 82 of these things to figure it out. And, of course, if you're a team that expects to be on the playoff bubble, every game is probably more meaningful than the teams at the very top. But for an 8-game run-up, and you guys are right in it, obviously, to get into one of those play-in game scenarios or just win the 8 seed outright in the Western Conference, it's like you go from maybe a couple exhibition games at the end of this training camp, like right into every game's going to feel like a playoff game for you guys in the 8 games that you are guaranteed in this bubble. How do you do that? How do you get how do you get in the right headspace to go from 0 to 100 like that?
Well, we have a lot of experience in our group, you know, in coaching and on our playing, you know, on our players as well. So I think we're going to have to rely on our leadership, and we're going to have to rely on our players to really know when it's go time. You know, Corey's won a couple of championships, been in playoffs every year in his career. So to be able to be in this situation where we're playing meaningful games down the stretch, I mean, he's going to be huge for us, and he already has been. You know, he's really been leading this group for most of the season, and now especially since we've come here, and, you know, Coach Walton's played for some legendary coaches, won some titles, been in big games. I mean, he knows how to help us get set up and get ready to go. So I think we're going to rely a lot on our leadership. And then our young players are excited. I think we all understand the opportunity that's in front of us. You know, we got 8 really, really meaningful games down the stretch to try and, you know, get a playoff spot. And so I think hopefully that excitement and the fact that our leadership can help guide us will get us through.
Roy, we really appreciate it. Thanks for doing this. Best of luck.
Thanks,
hey,
man.
No problem. Thanks, guys.